Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Ches. And we are 26 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Zayin Omid Beis Omamar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael and Asunim Batzoru Vashifir. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek HaSoicher HaSoumnin, which deals with laws related to employees. So somebody hired somebody to work for him, and there was some ta'os. Somebody fooled somebody. Somebody reneged. Whether it was the balabayas that was the perpetrator, whether it's the payalin that are the perpetrators, whether the umnin were hitu zeh ezeh. There's a whole shulchan aruch. Sometimes the one that was fooled can sue the perpetrator in court and have a cheshem mishpat claim against him. Other times, he can't sue him, but at the same time, he has a right to have tainus. Yesh lohem zeh al zeh tarayimus. And then there are times where you can't even do that. Either way, that's the theme of the beginning of Perek HaSoicher HaSoumnin. The last Gemara that we learned brought a braisa, which seems a little bit like a digression from the sugya that we're learning. But when you think about it, it's really not such a digression. So what was the braisa? The braisa discussed somebody that is buying a piece of property from somebody else, and they agree on a price, but instead of giving all the money up front, instead he gives a deposit. And then either the moicher or the lekeach backed out. So the question is, now that this sale is not going to happen, it will not be consummated, so obviously the deposit has to be returned. And the Bryce is discussing in a nuanced way exactly how the deposit was returned. And the Bryce said very simply, it depends really on who it is that backed out. If the moicher is the one that backed out, then yad lekeach al yoina. It's the lekeach that gets the upper hand. Meaning, he gets to decide how he's going to get his deposit return. If he wants the cash, the money that he put down back, it's his right to get that. If he says that I want property, he can get that as well. Not just that, the moicher would have no choice but to give him idias. He has to give him from his choices and his best his property. In the event that it was the lekeach that backed out, then it's yad moicher al yoina. Meaning, then the moicher gets to decide how he's going to return the deposit. In other words, just because the lekeach backed out doesn't mean the lekeach loses his deposit. Stating that, in terms of how the deposit's returned, that's already up to the moicher. If he wants to return the money, he can return the money. If he wants to return karka, he could do that. And in the event that he says, I want to give you from my ziburis, that's something he has a right to do. And then the braisa concluded by saying, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel loimer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that to try to avoid situations like this, melamdin oisan shalayachsu. We would sit down with the parties anytime there was a transaction, mekach memker, a field deposit, and we would tell them that let's structure this deal in a way where no one's going to be able to back out. How so? Koisavloi, they would write, I need pliny ben pliny, macharti saw the plainest the pliny. Be'elev zuz, v'nosanli mehem masayim zuz, v'ari noisha b'yches me'ezuz. In other words, Rav Shimon Gamliel said we would teach the parties to say that in the event that there's a deposit made on a piece of property, that deposit should constitute the kesef kinyan, Karkas niknis bekesef, even a shava pruta of kesef, so that the entire transaction will be consummated. Now, it's true the agreement is that this person has to come up with more money, but that money will be viewed as a loan, as a mortgage, a note, a piece of paper that the moicher is holding, which gives him a claim to go collect additional money, but at the same time, it doesn't hold back the kinyan. The benefit of doing this is that now nobody can back out from the underlying transaction, and all we have is a halva between the moicher and the lekech. Now, this braisa is not mamish the sugya that we're learning. It's me'inyan le'inyan, but it's inyan. People are being somewhat unethical, maybe, in a business setting. The moicher is backing out, the lekech is backing out. But really, it is very negay what we're learning. And the reason is because the Gemara brought this braisa in the context of explaining the last line of the Mishnah. Meaning, after the Mishnah discussed Hasoicher Esa Umna, the Hitu Zeza, etc., etc., the Mishnah concluded and said, Kola Mishana Yodei La Tachtoina, V'chola Chayzer Boy Yodei La Tachtoina. And the Gemara was muching, what do those last words mean? V'chola Chayzer Boy Yodei La Tachtoina. So first the Gemara said, maybe it has to do with the Machlekes Rav Doisa and the Rabbanon, when a poil backs out, whether we say Yad Poil Alol Yoino, why? Avodai Hem V'loi Avodim La Avodim, or Yad you agreed to do a job, you have no right to back out. And the Gemara thought that maybe is in that reference, specifically it's Rab Doisa talking in the Mishnah, and Rab Doisa is being mechadish that even a schir yoyim, the halacha is yada la tachtoina, and we don't say avadayim v'loy avadim. The Gemara said it could be what this part of the Mishnah is describing is the brisa that we just mentioned. It's taka not talking about a balabayis and an umin, not a poil, not a schir yoyim, not a kablin. It's in the context of a mekach u'menker. However, the Mishnah digressed a little bit. The Mishnah talked about poyalim that back out, of alabayis that backs out, where there's an idea of yodei la tachtoino. Then it mentioned kol ha-mishana yodei la tachtoino, and then it concluded with this halach of yodei la tachtoino. Either way, so is it a digression? I guess, but not so much, because really it's a pirish on the last words of the Mishnah. Either way, the first part of today's daf is going to be the Amoraim's analysis of this braisa that we just mentioned. So again, what's happening in this brisa? Somebody's selling a field. The buyer puts down a deposit on the field, and now the buyer or the seller back out. Said the brisa, Amar Mar, Mehechon Magbiyoi, in the event that it's the seller that backs out. So Yadloi Keyach Aloyoi, if he wants to take money, he could take money. And if he wants karka, he could take karka. And in the event that he takes karka, he can take mino idis from the choistest and the shenst and the best of the property that belongs to the meicha, says the Gemara. Solka daitach, the hava mino of the amoraim, when they were presented with this brisa, was that when the brisa says that magbiyoi mino idis, what it means is mi idis din nechasim. It means the best nechasim that the meicha has. So let's say this meicha has acres and acres of property. The lekeach has it right now to go to see and survey all the property that the Meicher has, and he can pick and choose whatever it is that he wants. But the Gemara says, that seems a little bit harsh. Meaning, I understand the Meicher is the one that backed out. But because the Meicher backs out of a specific transaction where he was selling a parcel of land that's worth $1,000, now all of a sudden you have a tefiah to refund your deposit from any piece of property that this person might have anywhere in the world, the Gemara's kash is, why don't we view this person, the Leikeach, as a Balchoy? Meaning the Meicher now owes him money. And what's that halacha? Balchoiv, Vitanan, it's a Mishnah. Everybody knows this. Balchoiv, Dinoi, Bebeninus. Then anytime a Balchoiv collects, he always collects Menabeninus. So the Gemara says, why are we viewing this Lekech any different than a Malfa, any different than anyone where somebody owes him money? With halacha is that you can collect this Karka, but at the same time, you can't take Iddis Dinachasa. What you can take is his Beninus. And the Gemara says, I'll ask you another question. Ha'aru, Diyoiv Zuzi. Wouldn't it make sense that even if you're going to tell me that this person has a right maybe to iddis, but it should be, if anything, the iddis of this piece of property that this person was looking to buy? Meaning, isn't the most reasonable way to view this either as the lekech being a balchoyv, in which case balchoyv goyv bebeninus, or lemaisa, I made a deposit to buy this property. So if you want to give me property, give me this property. Maybe give me the best part of this property. But at the very least, where do I come to be able to take iddis nechasa? It's a knas, I hear. But even the knas has to make a little bit of sense. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, you're right. Meaning, kosol kadaitach, you thought that when the Brayson says that in the event that the Meicher backs out, so now the Lekech can get me iddis. And what does iddis mean? Me iddis din nechasav, said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, right? Anytime you bagegen sich with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so it's a good day. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, no, what it means is, me iddis sheba, umi ziburis sheba. What it means is, the iddis and the ziburis of that piece of property that he was looking to buy. In other words, enechinam, Yavad Lekech doesn't have a claim on all the properties of this meicher. What he can take is, if he wants, the best part of this specific piece of property. If it's the Lekech that backs out, so now the Meicher can give him from the Ziburis the worst part of this property. But when the Braisa talks about Iddis and Ziburis, it doesn't mean Iddis and Ziburis the Nechasav. What it means is Iddis Sheba and Ziburis Sheba. And just in grammar, Anytime a Gemara starts and says Kosol Kadaitach, so you know that there's going to be a retraction at some point. Kosol Kadaitach means the Gemara thinks that Iddis means Iddis Tenechasav. What's the retraction? Iddis doesn't mean Iddis Tenechasav. Ziburis doesn't mean Ziburis Tenechasav. But Iddis means Iddis Sheba, and Ziburis means Ziburis Sheba. Rav Acha Breda, Rav Ikama, he said a different shot in the Braisa. People tell me Iddis Tenechasav. Could be that what the Braisa means when it means Iddis Tenechasav. What was the Kasha? If anything, you should be a Baal Chayv who's going to be Beninus. And if anything, why can't I just give you this piece of property? Mehechetesi. You have a claim now to take the best of all my properties. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Stam Man de Zovin Arab Alpha Zuzi. If somebody buys a piece of property and he spends 1,000 Zuzim, right, that was the price of this property, Sha'alzeh Anudonim in this Braisa. Oyzule Moizel Ubazim and Nichse. Meaning, most people don't just have Alpha Zuzi lying around. And if somebody had an opportunity to buy a property for Alpha Zuzi, so there's a good chance that he had to sell something to buy this. Now, when you're a seller, quote unquote, very often you take a little bit of a discount, because if you're trying to liquidate and you need cash for a closing, so you may have no choice but to sell something a little bit on the cheap. So we now psychoanalyze this whole story. It's ganz mistaber that this loikeach sold a piece of property. He sold it at a discount. Why? Because he heard he had an opportunity. Now he puts down a deposit. Now the meicher backs out. You know what the meicher just did to this loikeach? He didn't just mess him up in terms of, I thought I had this piece of property and now I don't. You messed me up legami. My whole life was turned upside down because I sold something I would have never sold thinking that I could buy this. And now all of a sudden I can't get that. And there's some unquantifiable damage that we perceive the meicher did to the lekeach. And if that's the case, here's the punchline. The havalei kenizik. We view the lekeach as a nizik, as a general nizik. So you know what we do now? We invoke Masechtas Bava Kamma. V'tanan, ha-nizokin, shomel lehem be'idis, ta'aloch is nizokin, ha-shomel lehem be'idis. Now this is a good example of Garmi and Groma and maybe Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaverin and some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. But regardless, what the Gemara is saying is a major svara, that when a meicher backs out from such a big transaction, we view him as a mazik. Chiddush, but we view him as a mazik, and if he's a mazik, that would explain why now the lekeach has a right to take iddis and a chasav, because that is the general rule. Hanazakin shama lehem b'iddis. Either way, just to recap what we just did, so there was a deposit, the meicher backed out, and what does the braisa say? The lekeach has a schus to either take his money back, ziyada el yoiner, or if he wants, he can take property, and not just property, he can take iddis. Kosol gadaitach, the Gemara in the Habamina thinks iddis means iddis din a chasav. The Gemara says, I understand why he should be entitled to iddis din a chasav. There's two more plausible ways to go about this. Number one, he's a Baal Chayv, he should get paid in this. Or maybe take this property, you want to take the best part of this property. But why iddis din a chasav? V'yesh loymar tu terutzim. The first teretz, Rav Nachman by Yitzchok said, Enochinami, iddis doesn't mean iddis din a chasav, but what it means is iddis sheba. The second teretz is Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika, iddis does mean iddis din a chasav, and the reason we give him iddis din a chasav is because we view him as a mazik, because of this garmi, that we believe that him agreeing to this transaction forced him to sell something on the cheap. As a result, now that he's backing out of the transaction, we actually view him somewhat as a mazik. Moving along. So at the end of the braisa said, Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Melamden Oysen Shlo Yachzer, Ketzad, Koisev Loi, Ani, Ployni, Ben Ployni V'chul. So just to give a tiny bit of an introduction to this part of the daf, we discuss in Perek Ezo Neshech, different ways that we can view from a halachic perspective a deposit. So if somebody's buying a piece of property and he puts down a deposit, there's different ways you could look at it. One way to look at it is the kinyan is going to go into effect when the buyer delivers the balance of the money. Meaning until the balance of the money is delivered, there's no transaction. Another way to look at it is that the transaction won't go into effect until the buyer delivers the balance of the money. But when the buyer delivers the balance of the money, he will acquire what it is he's buying, me'achshav, retroactively, le'mafreya, tzeriktaveks. Another way to look at it is that when somebody puts down a deposit, he acquires pro rata whatever it is that's equivalent to the amount of money that he put down. So if somebody's buying 10 acres of land for $10,000 and you put down a $2,000 deposit, you're going to acquire 2 acres. Another way to look at it is that when a buyer puts down a deposit, he really gets everything. And the balance that he owes is a mortgage, it's a loan, it's a chayiv. But you want to know who owns this piece of property right now? It's the buyer that owns this piece of property. This was featured prominently in an Izeh Nashach Sugya because there's major ribis ramifications. Clearly, this is playing itself out here a little bit. So again, what did Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Rav Shimon Gamliel said, to avoid meichers and lekeachs backing out and trying to figure out how you return the deposit, melamdin oysan shalayachsur. What we do is we have lawyers sit down with them and we tell them, structure this transaction so that when you make your deposit, it's going to be like the fourth mahalach that we just spoke out. You're going to acquire it, it's going to be yours 100%. Aye, there's a balance. The balance is a halva ba'alma. But the point is, if you do that, now nobody can back out. And as a result, you don't have to get involved in returning deposits and figure out if he's a Baal Chayiv or if he's a Mazik, etc., etc., says the Gemara. So Rav Shimon Gamliel was the one who had to say, it's a time of the Kasav Lahachi. It sounds like Rav Shimon Gamliel's Shita is that the only time we say that where there's a buyer and a seller, and there's a piece of property, and there's a deposit, that the entire transaction goes into effect when the deposit is made and everything else is just a loan, is in the event that it was worded that way. Meaning, taimo, the kasav lehachi. It was actually inserted. There's a language in the documents that express this point. Halei kasav. But let's say you wouldn't have this language, like Kani. In that event, you would not say that it goes into effect. Meaning, by you merely making the deposit does not mean that you're Kaina, everything that you try being Kaina. You would have to expressly state that that's how you want this to go about if you want it to go about that way. But otherwise, it's not going to be option D. What will it be? Maybe A, maybe B, maybe C, but it's not going to be D. But the Gemara says, could Rav Shimon Gamliel really said of a tanya b'lun to the price of hanoisein eirovin l'chaveroi, if somebody gives an eirovin l'chaver. So what's an eirovin? So Rashi explained this earlier in the Masechta in Perek Hazot. An eirovin is like a deposit, but it's not a deposit. An eirovin is where somebody wants to buy something from somebody else, and he says, prove to me that you're going to buy it. Says, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put money down. This money, in the event that I don't close, belongs to you. So it's very similar to a deposit, like a hard deposit, but that's not what it is. The eirovin now is like a bond of some sorts that's certainly motivating and incentivizing this buyer to close. So says the Braisa, if somebody gives an eirovin l'chaver v'amaleh, and he told him like this, in the event that I'm chayze, meaning I back out from this transaction, you can keep the eirovin. That's essentially what the eirovin is. And then the seller told the buyer that in ani chayze bi, if I'm chayze echpoil l'cha eirovin cha, I will double the bond, meaning the buyers and the sellers that she's single over here. The buyer says, if I don't close, it's yours. Seller says, really? If I don't close, if I back out, you could have mamish double it. So what's the halacha? Niskayim u'atanon. Whatever everybody said is niskayim. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. This is the shita of Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi l'tameh. This is Rabbi Yosi l'shitasi. We saw this. The amar u'od asmachta kanya. Rabbi Yosi shita is asmachta kanya. The Gemara assumes that this is a classic case of an asmachta. Why? Because they're promising all over the place, but it's all based on the assumption in their minds that they're going to close. So this is your classic asmachta. Yeah, you could have double the eroving if, quote unquote, I don't close. I plan on closing, and as a result, I offered it to you. But Rabbi Yosi's sheet is that asmachta is kanya, right? Rabbi Yosi holds a masachik bekuvya is not possible this midday raisa. But the bottom line is that asmachta is kanya shitas Rabbi Yosi, and it's for that reason this transaction is going to go into effect. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, this is what we need. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Dayoy she yikne kineged arvoinei." Rabbi Yehuda says that no, this whole eroving doesn't really work. Because asmachta loy kanya, not like Rabbi Yosi. But at the same time, daya, epis, it does accomplish. What does it accomplish? What it accomplishes is that it serves as a deposit. How so? That at the very least, the buyer will purchase pro rata a piece of property kineged ervoinu. So again, if they're talking about buying 10 acres of property, and it's the agreed upon price is $10,000, and he puts down a $2,000 eirovin. So at the very least, this eirovin is going to work so that if the seller does back out, so now the buyer is going to be koina the $2,000 worth of property. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said, when is this true that we say it's koina kineged ervoinoi? It's bisman sha'omar loy ervoini. If the person, the buyer says that I want this eirovin to be koina, so he says, I want this eirovin to be koina. So then we say that the eirovin is not just an eirovin, meaning asmachta loy kanya, but at the same time, it serves as a deposit to be able to acquire kineged what the eruvin is. But let's say somebody sold someone a field for 1,000 zuz, and he puts down a 50% deposit. Then the halach is kono umachsel es hashar. I feel like a kamashonim. So then you're kind of the whole thing, and all you're left with is a loan, a mortgage, and you could pay up the mortgage over the next 30 years or whatever it is. But the point is, it says Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only time the halach is that dayet sheyikne kineged ervoine, that that's the way we view the ervoine, is if he said ervoine yikon. He uttered those words. Those words, again, Ayin Rashi on Daf Memches, mean that I want my money to acquire, but kineged the money that I put down. If, however, he wouldn't say Ervoine Yikun, he's not boxing in the amount that he's being coined to the value of the deposit, but he just puts down an Ervoine, so then we say Asmachto Ikanyo, but it is a bona fide deposit, and it's a bona fide deposit to the point that what? To the point that he's now going to be coined everything. In other words, Shimon Gamliel says that ordinarily, if you put down a deposit, you get everything. And the balance is Merenit Ochoiv. Well, you said Ervoine Yikoin in this type of case, and then Erchanam, you only coined a Kenega de Ervoine. But generally speaking, don't apply this to deposits. This is a unique case. In a Ervoine, Ervoine Yikoin, there you coined a Kenega de Ervoine. But as it relates to deposits in general, the halach is Kono, Umach, Seleas, Ashar, Afu, Lacha, Kamashonim. Now, what does it sound like? It sounds like this is always the way it is. It's a steer of Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel said in our Brais, some Melamdenois, and we teach them, we train them to put in language to say that I want the king to be Chal now, because otherwise, it's not going to be chal now. Here you have him. For a surprise, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say that without inserting this language, this is automatically on its own the way it plays itself out. But the Gemara says, like Kasha, it's not a stira. I mean, it certainly sounds like a stira, but really it's not. And really, the way to figure out whether the deposit means you're koina everything and you just have a mortgage, or whether you're not koina until you actually give the additional money, it depends on the surrounding circumstances. It depends on whether this moicher is badgering the loy keach for the rest of the money that he owes him or not. In the event that he's badgering him for the money, it's a little counterintuitive. In the event that he's badgering him for the money, so what he's showing, Rashi says, is that the reason he sold this piece of property is because he needed the money. If the reason he sold the property is because he needed the money, then it's mistaber that his das was for the mecher not to go into effect until he gets all the money. So as a result, the fact that you gave me a deposit is not enough for you to be koinah. In the event, however, he's loikah of enough a gazuzi, he's not machin him a shiga for the money, then it doesn't look like he was selling it out of desperation because he mamish needed the money. He thought this was a smart transaction for him. He'll get paid, but say they're over time. It's okay. But the point is that if he's not badgering him, it's then we assume, min astam, that the kinyan is going to go into effect. So it's true, sometimes the deposit means the kinyan is chal right now, sometimes it means the kinyan is not chal right now. What is it, tolian? It's tolian whether or not he's machin him a shiga or he's not machin him a shiga. Now this is a little bit interesting because you make the deposit on Monday, and now we're going to see on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whether or not he's making him crazy, he's not making him crazy, and that's going to somehow retroactive tell us whether or not when he gave him the money, the kinyan was supposed to be chal, or the kinyan wasn't supposed to be chal. It's not the first time we've come across something like this. But the bottom line is, again, Tein l'chacham v'yech gamoid, but this is the general teretz that the Gemara gives to explain Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara says that if this teretz feels a little bit forced to you, you should know there's a precedent, and it comes from the Amorei Rav. Oh my, Rav said, "Hi man, does Avin Midil Chavrei? If somebody sells something to his friend, in the event that after he sells it to him, he's mamish badgering him for the money, then the halach is loikani. The kinyan does not go into effect. Loikai v'nafik azuzi. If he's not badgering him for the money, kani the kinyan is going to go into effect." Tosfos speaks out that this member of Rava wasn't only true for Karka, it was true for Metalton as well. And here's the punchline. It's true even if the buyer did a regular kinyan. He did a kinyan meshicha. So even if he made a regular kinyan, and ordinarily meshicha for sure is kaina, right? But afal pikein, if the person's badgering him for the money, that's a raya that he never really had das to be machnet him with this meshicha. He wanted the money, and if he wanted the money, it's like any kinyan ala tanai. Kinyan doesn't go into effect unless you give me the money. That's certainly something that he has a right to do. But again, you see in Rava this distinction, the Gemara Shalom Getsu to be miyashiv, the stira in Rav Shimon Gamliel. For Amar Rava, another halacha that Rava said, "Hai man, da'izva me'ezuzu l'chavre." Somebody loaned his friend 100 zuzim. Upare zuza zuza. And he pays him back, but he gives him one zuza at a time. So he gave him $100, a one lump sum loan, and he's paying it back. Every time he sees him, he gives him a nickel. He gives him a quarter. So the Gemara says, Piroi in half. Rava says, listen, here's what it is. He's paying you back. Elad islay taroimus gabe. If you want to have taroimus, this is something you have a right to do. The Amalek, because he could tell him, Afsadetinu minoy, you are mafsid me. The Rishonim explained that the reason he's mafsid him is because he gave me $100. I know I'm not just going to take out a $100 bill unless I'm going to get something chasha for it. But Azuz, easy come, easy go. So there's some hefsid because of the fact that people are more careful with bigger dollars than they are with smaller dollars. He's going to pachka away the money. It's enough of a svar of him to be able to have taroimis. Again, taroimis is not a hefkiva. But in such a situation, he could have taroimis, but more than taroimis is not something he'll be able to do. There was a person that sold a chamor to his friends. Again, every time you see the word chamor, you have to know, are you talking about wine or are you talking about a donkey? But here it means a donkey. Either way, he sold him this chamor. And he paid him, the buyer did. However, he didn't pay him all the money. He paid him everything but one zuz. So he made a deposit, but it was a pretty big deposit, right? He gave him all the money, minus a zuz. And this moicher who sold the chamor was driving this person b'shiga for that one zuz. He was mamish making him crazy. Yosef Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi sat down with Ayin Ba and he analyzed this story. He said, Ki hai gavna mark. What's the halacha in this situation? Kani? Oy loy kani. What's the halacha when it comes to a deposit? What's Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's psak? Rav Shimon Gamliel's psak was that it depends. If he machs him meshigah, then the Kenyan's not chal. If he doesn't mach him meshigah, it is chal. But over here, he wasn't 100% sure. And the reason is because over here, it wasn't just a deposit. He's mamish missing one zuz. So over here, even though he's come ayel v'nafik azuzah, okay, he's a little bit of a drakeup. But at the same time, the bottom line is maybe the king is chal, or no? This is a deposit, a very big deposit. But at the same time, maybe there's something he has a right to do. Amalei Rav Mordechai, the Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai told Rav Ashi, Yochi, Amar Avimi Me'agrunyo, Mishmei de Rav, I'll tell you where Avimi Me'agrunyo said the name of Rav, this traces itself back to the great Rav, Zuzah, Kizuzi Domi, like honey. One Zuz is like many Zuzim, right? Zuzah, Kizuzi. That's a ke'ilu if there ever was. But Zuzah is kezuzi dami v'loi kani, and the kinyan is not going to be in effect. Meaning at the end of the day, it's very nice that he gave most of the money, but he didn't give all the money. And therefore, if he's come ayel v'nafik azuzi, that's going to be enough. Amalei Rav Acha b'Rav Yosef Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha b'Rav Yosef asked Rav Ashi akasha. V'aminu mishmei de Rava kani. I heard in the name of Rava kani. Now, it sounds like Rava said mefurish kani, meaning that if there was a deposit left over a zuz, and he's come ayel v'nafik, the halacha is kani. That's not true, as we'll see in a minute. Well, Rav Acha b'Rav, Rav Yosef told Rav Ashi, I heard Rava say that there's a halacha where somebody gives a deposit and the moicher is machi meshiga. The halacha is the kinyan is chal 100%. Meaning he owes him the balance of the money, but the kinyan is chal 100%. So he told Rav Ashi that bishloim, if you're going to tell me, where if the deposit was the overwhelming majority of the purchase price, and all he's holding back is, let's say, a zuzah. Over there, the halacha is kani, so that would explain what Rava meant, and what the case was, what the context was in Rava's psak halacha, where he said that even if he's kama'ayu b'nafak ha-zuzah, still the halacha is kani. But if you're going to tell me that the halacha is zuzah k'zuzi dami, oh, and by the way, Rava's the one who said it, right, hachi yomer avimi me'agrin v'shmei de Rava, that zuzah is k'zuzi dami, so then when did Rava say that the halacha is kani? Meaning, bishloima, your case, okay, but if you're telling me that Rava said even in your case, loy kani, so when did Rava say kani? Ilamdeinu Rabbeinu. Amalei, he told him to targin shmaitech. I'll tell you where he might have said his case. V'moicher sodeyu mipnei ra'as. If somebody sells a field, and the reason he sells the field is because it's a bad field. I mean, this is a field that nobody really wants. In that situation, if you sell it and there's a deposit, even if you're making the person crazy for the money, you come ayel v'nafik azuzi, still you want the mechira to be chal. Right? Usually the meicher is otzeh. If he doesn't really want to sell it, ayin brachas tafeh v'ralef. But in a situation where the field is a bad field, then it's different, right? When is the meicher otzeh? When it's a lekach toiv, that's when the meicher is otzeh. But if it's a mekach ra, he's selling it mipnei ra'asa. So over there, it's different, and that's what Rava was referring to. So if it's a good mekach, it doesn't matter if it's a zuzah or if it's a zuzi, zuzah kezuzi dalmi v'loikani. When did Rava say this halacha? When he's moichim mipnei ras. More on this note. Pshita says the Gemara. Let's say there was a person who had a field that was worth 100 zuz. He tried selling it, couldn't sell it. V'loyashkach. He couldn't find any buyers. He was forced to sell a field for Masayim, meaning he didn't want to sell this field for Masayim. This is like a better field. He'd rather sell the field that's only worth Meya. Aber, he couldn't find anyone to buy it. No, so he finds a buyer for his field for Masayim. That buyer puts down a deposit. V'ka'ayo v'nafig azuzi. And he's making him crazy. So the halacha is, loikani, for sure the Kenyan's not going to be chal. Now, why is this pshita? The reason this is pshita is because it's very obvious that this person doesn't really want to sell this field. What's the raya? Number one, he tried selling a less good field, and he just couldn't find a buyer. Number two, he's ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi. So when you show, independent of the ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi, that this is not a field that you really wanted to sell, you're selling it because you're desperate for the money, and now you're ka'ayel v'nafik azuzi, it's pashat loikani. But what would be if somebody, if had a field that was worth $100 and he tried selling it layashkach. But the itarach, had he been matriach a little bit harder, have a mashkach. He could have found someone to buy it. V'loy tarach, and he ended up not being matriach. And then instead, what he did was, v'zavim b'masai, and he sold the field that was worth masai. Meaning, he could have sold the field for meya if he would have tried hard enough. But I see, he was lazy. He didn't. So he ended up selling the field for masai, and now he's v'ka'ay of v'nafik azuzi. And now he's ka'ay of v'nafik azuzi mai. What's the halacha? Do you say here too that loikani, or do you not say loikani? Right, what's the svar over here? You shouldn't say loikani, because over here it doesn't look so much like he's selling simply because he wants the money, because if he simply wanted the money, he should have tried harder to sell the other field. Meaning you have a field that's an inferior field that you could sell. So if all you're looking to do is raise a few shekels, it seems like every businessman in the world would sell the field that's worth Meyazuzi and not the field that's worth Masayim's. So why didn't you sell it? Now, grabbing the story, he tried a little bit, but the mice, he didn't try hard enough. So at the end of the day, if all you're in it for is the money, you don't really care about the same of this transaction, you just want to make a few shekels. Well, if that's the case, you're selling the wrong field. Elamai, it sounds a little bit like he does want to sell this field. Meaning, it sounds like I want to get rid of this. And if that's the case, do we look at this as if he's a moichas adem b'nei rasa, as if he's selling this field because he doesn't really like it, and therefore, what's the halacha? Even if he's ma'ayv v'nafak azuzi, still the king's going to be chaloy loy or not. Take him. For this, we're going to have to wait for Leo Atishvi for him to be mentaris and explain to us what's happening. But just to make a tiny recap on some of what we just learned, so we have this new idea that when it comes to deposits, and we saw in Ezra Neshach four different ways to halachically view a deposit, but Rav Shimon Gamliel's sheet is as follows. He says that in the event that the person gives a deposit and the moicher goes away and a lost leben, he's not driving him crazy for the balance of the money. So then we assume that the kinyan goes into effect with the money that was given. There's a balance that's owed, but say that you're going to pay up the balance based on the terms. But the point is that the Kenyan's going to be in effect. If he's kama'il v'nafik azuzi, then already it's going to be different. What we did see is that there are times where even if he's ma'il v'nafik azuzi, it could be still the Kenyan goes into effect. What were the two possibilities that presented in the Gemara? Number one, what if it's just a small amount of money? So the deposit wasn't just the deposit. He didn't just put down 20%. He put down everything minus azuz, or use your imagination. It was a significant deposit. If it's a significant deposit, then it could be there for sure the kinyan goes into effect, even if he's kamayel enough a gazuzi. Another situation is when it's clear to us with this evidence that the person is selling mipnei ra'asa. If he's selling mipnei ra'asa, so then for sure, even if he's kamayel enough a gazuzi, it doesn't undermine the transaction. We say for sure the transaction is going to be chal. A shayla, what would be if he had a cheaper field that if he wanted to be matriach, he could have sold, he ended up selling the more expensive? Is that a raya that he's selling with Neir? Good. So again, the chacham have to sit down and they have to use their fifth shulchan aruch sometimes to figure out how to treat all of these individual cases. But the point is, those are the principles that really underpin this part of the sugya. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Socher ha-sachamor v'sakadar v'chulu soicher aleim amata. So again, in the spirit of ha-soicher so'umne v'hitu zeh zeh ein lam zeh zeh ela taroimis. Stating that, we saw in the event that there was a dover of it, let's say somebody hired employees, and now all of a sudden the employees backed out in a way where it's a dover of it, right? Mishnah gave a few examples, where someone hired a chamar to bring flutes for either a simchas chas of the kala, or for a beis avel, or if somebody hired wagon drivers to bring wood to make an apirion. The bottom line is, in all these different cases, if the pile and back out and it's a dover of it, so what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said, soicher aleyen, If you want, you can hire other people on their dime, or if you want, you can fool them. You can tell them, you know, I'll just finish the job, I'll pay you more money, and then just don't pay them more money. Says the Gemara, ad kama soicha aleh. So one option that this person has is he could be soicha aleh. If he wants, he could hire other people and send them the invoice. Meaning, you can pay someone as much as you want, right? There's probably a share to this. Rav Nachman, Nachman said, ad kidei schar. What it means is you can hire these people ad kidei schar. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, very important, a lot of Rishonim disagree with Rashi, but Rashi says as follows, im asu etzlik tzasa melacha, in the event that they did some of the work already, v'loy kiblu klum, and they didn't get paid yet, soichar aleim, kol mashu, chayiv lehem, yosef lachem v'yigmeru. Meaning, any money that you owe them, if you want, you can give to somebody else. So it's not a hefkevel. It's not like you could just hire people and send them the bill. What it means is that in the event that you owe these chevra money, because they already started accruing expenses, so then what you could do is and say, you know, instead of giving you the $500 that I owe you for the work that you did, I'm going to apply it now to these other people so I have an extra $500 to play with when I try to hire other people. But otherwise, not. Again, I'm Rishonim, not everybody agrees with this. Esmei, Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, Akasha. Kasha was from the Braisa that we saw in yesterday's app. So the long Braisa on the I involved in the days that said a lot of things, but medvar mamurim. So in that Braisa, one of the things it said was that if it's a dover of it, you can hire adarban the chamishim zuz. You could pay up to 40, 50 zuz. That sounds like a lot of money. So it sounds like it's more significant than what Rav Nachman suggested. Amalezi told him back, Itanyahi shnebasa chaviliyot. That's talking about with these chever that agreed to work. So they came and they brought all their goods, right? So they brought all their machinery. It's all sitting in your yard. And now they backed out. So you know what you could do? You could take all their machinery, sell it, and use it to hire new people. So again, it's a similar concept. It's not just like you have free reigns over here, but at the same time, you're taking something from them that really shouldn't be allowed to take. But because of the fact that they fooled you, and it's a davar avet over here, you have more than taroimis over here. Soicher aleihem, and that what it means. Up to Mishnah Vayit. Hasoicher sachamor. So we go from hiring employees to renting to being soicher animals. So if somebody rents a donkey, like Licha Bahar, and the understanding was that he was going to take this donkey and he was going to ride with it on a mountain. And instead of going to a mountain, he went to a valley. Or the agreement was that he was going to take it to a valley, and took it to a mountain. Even if the amount of distance that he agreed to travel, he ended up traveling. I mean, he didn't take it for any longer amount of time. And then the animal died. He's going to be chayiv. Now, a soicher, we know, is one of the dal shomrim. His status is a subject of a major dispute. Whether he's treated like a shem mechinam, or whether he's treated like a shem mesachah. But here, the animal just died. It sounds like it was an oinus. And if that's the case, then for sure, really, he should be potter. The reason he's chayiv is because he deviated from the agreement. He rented the chamar loylicha bahar, he took it to a bikkah. He rented the chamar loylicha bebikkah, he took it to a har. Being that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, so therefore the halach is that if it dies, you're going to be chai. What happens if somebody rents a chamar to take it to a har, and instead he took it to a bikka? Okay, that's so far, it's the same exact case as the Reish of the Mishnah. If the animal slipped and died or got injured, potter. The halach is that you're going to be potter. If, however, it got hurt because of dehydration, it was because of the sun, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. If somebody rented a chamar to take to a mountain is very steep, right? It's not for the faint of heart. As a result, it's pretty slippery. It's pretty dangerous, right? There's a very good chance that something's going to happen to this animal. If you then took it to a bikkah, which is much less risky as far as it falling, and then it falls, you're going to be potter. Because although it fell, machmas, my deviation, but really, I actually minimized the chances of it falling than had I done what I was allowed to do. So when you gave me the soicher, the right to take your chamar to the mountain, you basically signed off on the risk of, I understand the slip and fall is something that is ganz shayach, but at the same time, I give you a right to do it, and if it happens, you're knowing this, and that lach is going to be potter. So if I take it to a place where the chances of that happening are even less, certainly, kal v'chomer, I'm going to be potter. What would be in the reverse? Like, if somebody rented a chamar to take it in a valley, he took it to a mountain, So then the halacha is, if it slipped chayv, you're going to be chayv. Why? Because you were given permission to take it to a bikka where the chances of a slip and fall are very low. And you ended up taking it to a mountain where the chances are higher. And if it dies from dehydration, potter, then you're going to be potter. Why are you potter? So we spoke out the huchlika part before. We forgot to speak out the huchama part. Right, huchama is just the opposite. It's hotter in a valley than it is on the mountain. The mountain, you have trees, there's shade. So obviously, it's going to be less. So if there was huchlaka, so then if you signed off on the mountain, kavuchaymer on the bikka. If what happened was huchama, then it goes in the reverse. If you signed off on the bikka, oh, so you're okay exposing your donkey to some heat and with the risk and the possibility of some dehydration. So certainly kavuchaymer, as it relates to the mountain, if something would happen over there, you would be potter. Im machmas amaylo, let's say you rented this chamar to take it to a bikka, you took it to a mountain, and then because it was climbing up, so that's what caused the dehydration. Also, then chayiv, then where are you going to be chayiv? Meaning, if something happened, machmas the milo, so that's not something that this person signed off on, therefore you're going to be chayiv. If somebody rents a donkey, the hivrika. So what does the hivrika mean? We'll see that in tomorrow's stuff. Or it was enlisted. So you know, people sometimes are enlisted to mandatory drafts, animals too. So this animal was taken. So I just paid for this. I rented this donkey, now all of a sudden it has to be one of the suspara. Now all of a sudden I don't have it anymore. So I'm a lie. The person, the masker, can tell the soicher, listen, I understand, but nu, it is what it is. If it dies or it breaks a leg, then everybody's going to have to replace it again. We'll see what all this means in tomorrow's da. But the Gemara is going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah discusses somebody that rents a chamor lelicha bahar. And if you notice, there's a reisha and a seifa in the Mishnah. The reisha said, "Hasoichas chamor lelicha bahar vaylicha bebeka, bebeka vaylicha bahar." Afila zu asim milim, zu asim milim. Umesa, what's the halacha? Chay. If you deviate and an oinus happens, you're automatically going to be chay. It sounds like your shinoi in and of itself makes you culpable and responsible for anything that's going to happen afterwards. And then the seifa, the next part of the Mishnah, says, "Well, it's not so simple. It depends what happened." If you were soicha the chamar lelicha bahar lelicha bebeka and it was hechlika, then you're potter because the chances of hechlika were much greater based on what you agreed to in the heart. If it was hochama, oh, that already is different. Then you're going to be chayv. And if it was lelicha bebeka lelicha bahar, then it's in the reverse. If it's hechlika, then chayv and mukama potter. But the point is, the reisha is not maflik. The reisha says that if you don't do what you agreed to do based on your rental agreement, and then something happens, I don't care if it's anoinus, you're automatically going to be chayiv. And then from the safe, it sounds like, no, it depends exactly what happened. Why in the reisha are we not lechad? Doesn't matter how it died. It sounds like you deviated, you're automatically going to be responsible. And the safe were maflik. I'm going to be Rav Yanai, it's in the Yeshiva Rav Yanai, they used to explain the Mishnah as follows. Reisha shemesa machmas aver. Meaning, the reason you're chayiv in the reisha is not simply because of the shinoi. It's really because the reisha is talking about a specific case, even though it didn't sound like it. It sounded like this general, very high-level statement, but that's not what's going on in the reisha. The reisha is talking about where the animal died, but it died for a specific reason. Why did it die? Machmas aver. It died because of the atmosphere, something related to the ear where it was, either in the mountain or in the bikka. The amrina, we say that regardless of where it was that it died, it could be it was that aver that died. Meaning the aver of a har and the aver of a bikka are very different from each other. So if you signed up to take it to the har, you take it to the bikka, and it dies machmas the aver, it's your fault. You're a peshe. And vice versa, it's your fault. You're a peshe. And that's what the case of the reisha is. So again, it's a little dachok because it sounds like the reisha is making a general statement. If you make a shino, you deviate, you're responsible. That's not said the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, pshat and the reisha. No, you always have to look at it in a very nuanced way, which is what the Sefer says mefurish. The reisha also means that. The reisha is rather talking about a specific case where the nuance won't matter because if it died machmas aver, either way, doesn't matter, better aver, less aver. It's different aver. So we say avir the har kotlo, if that's where it happened. Rabbi Avir the bigger kotlo, if that's where it happened. Rabbi Yitzchak Chani Nomar, he said a very similar pshat. He said k'gun shemesu machmas uftzino. It died because of uftzino. Rashi says ayefus v'yegiya mimasa. It died because it was very tired and was very worn out from all the work that it was doing. What's the point? Sometimes an animal can get more worn out if it's traveling on a mountain, right? All the inclines and the declines, that makes a lot of sense. And sometimes, fakir, in a bikka, it could be a little bit harder. And as a result, says Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, the reisha of the Mishnah is talking about where the animal died, machmas ayefus, and machmas yegiya mimasa, And therefore, zil hacha, zil hacha, you're always going to be chai. Rabba, my rabba says, you're going to shekisha nachash. It's talking about where a snake bit it. And Tosfos adds that it's talking about where one of these two places, snakes were more prevalent. And as a result, that's why you're going to be chai. The point is this. Hatzad ha-shava, the first three terutzim is, there really is no difference between the Reisha and the Seifa. It's a little misleading, but there's no difference. Again, it sounds like the Reisha is saying something general. It's not saying something general. The Reisha and the Seifa is b'chad ha-machta. It's all saying the same thing, that you always have to look at the individual situation. If we think that maybe because of what you did, your shinui, that's what caused this to happen, and this person never signed off on that, Allah is going to be chai. If it's not because of what you did, and fakir, he already signed off, even maybe for a bigger risk, so then the halach is, you're going to be potter. Stating that, a whole different shana of the Mishnah. He says, you're right, there's a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha of the Mishnah says, if you rent to take it to the Har, you take it to the Bikka, and something happens, you automatically chayv, because you changed from what you were supposed to do. The Seifa says, no, it depends, we have to look at each situation. It's a steer. How could it be a steer? You know what this teretz is? Hamani Rameir. Because the Reisha is going according to Rameir, the Seifa is going according to the Rabbanon. Who's Rameir? Why does Rameir hold? It doesn't matter who, what, when, where. If you deviate, you're always going to be chayv. The Omar Kuzhiel is called a Mavra, Al-Taiteh Shabbat Abayis. Anytime you have an agreement with someone and you change what you were supposed to do, Nikr Gazlan, you automatically considered a Gazlan. Says the Gemara, Hai Rameh, who's this Rameh? And from here until the end of our daf, the two dots in the middle of the Amid, the Gemara is going to bring three, we're going to get it right on the third try, three suggestions of where it is that Rameh said this halach. It sounds like Damiram had a Masoira that there's a Shittas Rameh somewhere that holds that Kol HaMashana Al Daito Shal Balabayas Nikr Gazlin. The question is, where did Rameh say? The Gemara says, Rameh the Tzaba. Maybe it's Rameh of Tzaba fame. So what's a Tzaba? That's a dyer. We know this from Meir. Came up a few times recently. Time we learned in the Mishnah. Listen, someone that's able to fight like other mitzvah lichacher. Somebody gave wool to a dyer. He told him to dye it red, and he dyed it instead black. Or shachar mitzvah yodah. He told him make it black. He made it red. Rameir says nice light made smarter. Rameir says that the tzaba is koina this whole inyan. He's koina the tzemer with shinui. Right? This is Rameir of Agoizel Eitzim fame. He's koina with shinui, and all he needs to do is give him back the value of the tzemer, meaning he's a gazlan on the tzemer. So you're paying him to make smarter. But as it relates to this thing itself, that's something you're koina. Rabbi Huda says, Im shvach yeser ala yitzio. If the shvach is yeser ala yitzio, meaning it's worth more now than the amount of money that the tzaba was mashkia into this. No, it's only the yitzia, he gives him the yitzia. Meaning, he gives him the last rub. If the amount that the tzaba put in was worth more, no, it's a shvach. But the bottom line is, what do you see, Rameir Shita, is that if you're Mishana, you're a gazlan. So this is a dyer who didn't do what he was supposed to do. He deviated. He's a gazlan. Oh, maybe this is the Rameir. Rameir, it's called a madra, that's a snicker gazlan. Oh, it's Rameir, if I go, he's a leitzim thing. By the way, this Rameir was mentioned in our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, "Kolam Hashana Yada Al Tachtoit." That's not Rameh. It's Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik Rameh. But we already had this Rameh just now in Unzer Mishnah Mamish. But the bottom line is, it says the Gemara, maybe this is the Rameh. Rameh says, "No, Mimai. It's not Muchach. Why not? Because Dumas Shani Hasan the Kani B'Shinui Ma'isa. Maybe over there it's different. Over there, he didn't just make a Shinui. There was a Shinui Ma'isa. We know Shinui Ma'isa is Koina in the world of Gneva and Gezela. So it could be being that there was a Ma'isa there. It's different. But if it's not a Ma'isa." Now, just to be clear, if you deviate and you take it to the valley instead of the mountain, that's a maisa. But nothing happened to the actual thing. So if I physically change this thing, then I'm considered a gazlan. If I don't physically change this thing, I'm not considered a gazlan. I'm Bramban for a more detailed beer in this line of the Gemara. Elo, so the Gemara says, if it's not this Rameir, because this is different because of the Shinui Maisa, maybe it's the following Rameir. It's Rameir the Magbas Purim. It's Rameir of Purim fame. Okay, the time you went to the Brisa, Magbas Purim Lepurim. In the event that the Kehila raised money to give out to Daniim on Purim, for Purim, so you have to allocate it for that purpose. Magbas Purim, you raise the money for Purim, Lepurim, you have to give it for Purim. Even Magvas Ha'ir, let's say you raise money for Aniyim of a certain year for Purim, so you have to give it not just for Purim, but for the Aniyim of that city for Purim. The Eim Medaktik in Vedavar. And the Bryce says, we're not so Medaktik. What does it mean we're not so Medaktik? Meaning we don't sit down with Aniyim and say, how much money do you need for Purim? You need this amount, not more. Meaning you do it with a break kite. There's like a kola poichet, yeah, noisnum loy. That's the spirit that under pins the way we go about this. Avol. In fact, the price is literally mefarishin and baktein. Loikchines, so agolim. We buy agolim calves. V'shoichten, we shecht it. V'oichlen oisnam, we eat it. Meaning, it's a big lebedige Purim suda. We're very, very brave with the Purim money. V'hamoisir, if after that, there's still left over, then you pull a kishal tzedakah. So that already goes to general kishal tzedakah. But up until that point, it has to go specifically for Purim. Magvas Purim l'Purim, the ein medakta kim davar. Rabbi Eliezer said, Magvas Purim l'Purim, it's true. The ein ha'oni rashoi likach mem ritzul l'santala. So the Tanakhama of this brayis is focusing on the gaboy tzedakah. They raise the money, they have to distribute it. Magvas Purim l'Purim. Rabbi Eliezer is focusing on the Ani himself. When the Ani takes the Magvas Purim, he has to use it for Purim. And he doesn't have a right to buy a shoelace or a tzul, a sandal. That's not something he's allowed to do. Elam kein hisn b'nai ben anshe yo'ir. Unless this is something that was already agreed upon by the anshe yo'ir, meaning all the people, the board of directors of the city, if they sign off on this, then already it's going to be okay. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov, who said this again, this tracing itself back to Rabbi Eliezer. But this is something that Rabbi Yaakov said, Sha'ama Mishum Rameir. This is something that he was Mekal for Rameir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Mekal, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is Mekal, and he's Mekal in both cases. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a general Mekal in this Indian. Al Kapanim, what do you see is the sheet of Rameir, right? It's Rabbi Yaakov, Sha'ama Mishum Rameir, he's quoting Rabbi Eliezer, but we're hearing this as Shitas Rameir, even though there's other names involved. But we're hearing this as Shitas Rameir, and that is Magvas Purim is L'Purim. And if the Ani gets this money, and he's supposed to use it for the Purim Suda, he can't even buy a Ritzua L'Sandalai. So what's the Gemara's Sushtal? So you see the Rameir has a Shita, Kalamavra, Das Balabai, Snicker Gaslin, and this is probably the Rameir. You see Rameir holds, you can't deviate. If you got it for Purim, you have to use it for Purim. You can't use it for something else. But the Gemara says, I don't know if it's Mukhach. Dilma Hasam Nami, maybe there it's different. That I did the Purim Huda Yavle, I did the Achrina Lo Yavle. Over there, it could be when the person gave the Tztaka to the Gabbai Tztaka, he gave it specifically for Purim. Rashi's lashon is that being that he gave it for Purim, the kivud alav adai to the hachi yav, he didn't give it for a ritzul l'sandalai, nimtza mois becheskas bailim. The money still belongs to the bailim. Chutz min ayoytzim besudas Purim. So over there, you're mamish a gazlin. Meaning it's his money unless you use it for this reason. As opposed to in the case of Schiris, maybe over there, it's not Muchach that we're going to look at it in the same way. So the Gemara says, Elo HaRameir. Maybe it's the following. By the time we're going to the Brayis of Shimon Allah, Imre of Shimon Allah said, Mishum Rameir. Again, this Rameir. And I said, Dina Lo'ani. If somebody gives a Dina Lo'ani, Likach Lo'i Chaluk to buy a shirt. Lo'yikach by Talos, Hashem by a Talos. Talos, Lo'yikach by Chaluk. Vimnei Shem Mavir. Al daitoy shel balabayis, checkmate. He uttered those words. That's the nekuda. The nekuda is he can't be maver al daitoy shel balabayis. Again, so what happened? Somebody gave money to an armed man to buy a chaluk. Don't buy a talus, don't buy a chaluk, because he can't be maver al daitoy shel balabayis. But the Gemara says, v'dona shani hasan. Maybe there it's different. Maybe the reason a mayor comes down so hard is to asi lemichshedek, because we're afraid that people are going to be choshed the noisein tztaka. Why? The amri inchi, because people are going to say, you know, Omar Planya, I heard plenty. He says of Nina Le Lavush for Pliny Anya, that he's going to buy a Lavush for Pliny Anya. I don't know. I saw Pliny Anya. He's not wearing a new Lavush. Inami is of Nina Le Glima. I heard this Balabas say that he's going to buy a Glima for Pliny Anya. I don't know. It doesn't look like he bought it. Meaning, the reason you have to give what it is you said you're going to give, maybe is not because of the standpoint of the other man, if he uses it for the wrong reason, he's the guy. It's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is we're looking out for the reputation of the Noisein stalker. Because it could be he talked about this once, could be even pledged it. And if the other man is going to look the same way he looked the other day, so people are going to say that he never, now he did give his money. What happened to it? Oh, what happened was the Araman is the one that deviated. But it could be it's not mitzad hilchis gzela of the Araman, but the Gemara says, I hear what you're saying. It's a nice far, but in Cain, listen, it should say that. What it should say is, Mipnei Achshad, my Mipnei Shemavra al Daitu Shabbal Abayis. Why did Rameyah say that the issue over here is that he's being Mavra al Daitu Shabbal Abayis? Say Mipnei Achshad. Oh, you said those words. Shema Mina, Bishom Deshanihu, Chal Mavra al Daitu Shabbal Abayis, Nikr Gazlan. The Gemara doesn't say it, but you could say it again. Shema Mina, this is a Raya, that this is the Rameyah. The bottom line is, how do you reconcile the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah? The Reisha sounded like if you're a Soicher and you deviate, then all bets are off. Mesa dies, doesn't matter, you're going to be chayv. The Seif says, no, it depends. What? Did you agree? You didn't agree? You do all this risk analysis. Do you do a risk analysis, or is it posh? You're always going to be chayv. So first, the Gemara suggested three different Tanam and Amiram said that it could be that really the way we view it is always the same way. We always ask ourselves, what did the masker want the seicher to be able to do? What did you do? How did it impact the risk of something bad happening? The Reish is rather talking about a specific situation, just like the Seif is talking about a specific situation. Rabbi Yochanan's greatest teretz was that really the Reish and the Seifa are two different shittas. Hamani Rameir, the Reish is Rameir, the Seifa is not Rameir, and this is a big shittas Rameir. Rameir, it's called Amnaver, Al Daite, Shal Balabayas, Nikr Gazlin. The Gemara tells two other Rameirs that seem similar. May Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan. Rameir's shita of Hanoisin Semer Le Tzaba, Rameir's shita of Magvas Purim Le Purim. At the end of the day, the one that was a perfect match, the one that was a direct hit, is Rameir's shita. If somebody gives money to an ani and he says, use it to buy this, he has to buy that. Otherwise, he's a mavra al daita shabal abayis, and this mekabel stock is going to end up being a gazlan. But the bottom line is that is the shita Rameir. The rabbanu were choylik, and they don't hold of this Indian of kala mavra al daita shabal abayis nikra gazlan. And that's why in our mission there's two shitas, because in fact, in Shas, there really are two shitas. So as it relates to raid, I just want to speak out a ha'ara. It's a hoisafa to something that we spoke about at the end of Perek Ezeu Neshech. So this is more negeya Perek Ezeu Neshech than it is negeya soicher so umnin. However, it's really a shas inyan, something that we definitely talk a lot about. This is a classic example of ein beis medrash b'loy chiddush. And that is, we mentioned when we were learning Perek Ezeu Neshech that the Mechaber in Hilchos Ribbis, it's in Yeridei Simin Kuf Nun Tes Sif Beis Paskins. Mishumid Mutter Lahalvoisai Beribis. It's Mutter to loan money to a Mishumid, it's a Mummer, Beribis. The Rama says, V'yesh Machmirin, there are those that are Machmir. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says that even though you're allowed to lend money to a Mishumid Beribis, or Bevasa Lil Vois Mimenu Beribis, we're not allowed to borrow money from a Mishumid Beribis. But it's Mutter La halvoisai beribis, you're allowed to lend money to a mishumid beribis. We mentioned that there's a machloikis rishonim, why it is that this is mutter. Now the Ramah brings the yesh machmir, but according to the shittas that hold that it's mutter, it's a machloikis rishonim. The Ramban, Afenart, in the sugyas, in Mesechtes Bava Metzia, says that the reason it's mutter is because if you take a look at the Torah, whenever the Torah talks about the Issa Ribbis, so the Torah says that who are you not allowed to lend money to Beribbis? Who are you not allowed to borrow money from Beribbis? It's always Achicha, right? In Parashas Bahar, the Pasuk begins, V'chiyamuch Achicha, U'mata yada imach, V'echzakta by ger v'toshav, V'chai imach, Al tikach me'itay neshach v'sarbis, V'yareisa me'alokecha, V'chei achicha imach. So the parasha begins, V'chiyamuch achicha, and it concludes, V'chei achicha imach. And parashas Kiseitze, Loi sashach le'achicha, Neshach kesef, Neshach oichol, Neshach kol dover ashi yishach, La'nochri sashach u'la'achicha loi sashach, The point is that when the Torah describes the counterparty in Ribbis, the Torah refers to him as Achich, says the Ramban Dover Nifla. He says, a mummer, a meshumet, someone that's not showing the Torah mitzvahs, he's lav bechlal Achich. And because he's lav bechlal Achich, so therefore he's excluded from the parish of Ribbis. So if he's excluded from the parish of Ribbis, there's no issa to be malva b'Ribbis. Who are you now let to be malva b'Ribbis to? So if you ask the man on the street, he's going to say, a yid? No, it's the wrong answer, says the Ramban. It's not a yid. It's a chicha. And being that the criteria is a chicha, says the Ramban, a mummer's la b'chlal a chicha. Just explain this a little bit better. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf mem dalet, af al pisha chote Yisraelu. If a yid sins, it doesn't matter how grave and serious his avera is. At the end of the day, af al pisha chote Yisraelu, he's always considered a yid. Abazak the Ramban, just because you're a yid, doesn't mean you're my brother. That not. He's lav b'chlal ochicha. And because he's lav b'chlal ochicha, it's not the Ramban. It's for that reason, mishumid mutal halvoisei beribis. The Torah, however, says a different shot. The Torah says that the reason you're allowed to be malva beribis to a mishumid is because when the Torah talks about ribis, the Torah gives the time of the crow. It says, al tikach mi'itoi neshech v'sarbis v'yoreso me'alokecha v'chei ochicha imach. The idea, the goal, the objective of the Issa Ribbis is V'chei Yochicho Imach, Hachayeyo. And being that the objective is Hachayeyo, so says the Torah, that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav, that a mummer, a mishumid, ain atom mitzuvah lahachayos. You have no chiyuv to be mechayev. You don't even have to return his aveda. If you see him in a bar, could be you don't have to take him out of the bar. May even be able to throw him into the bar. But the bottom line is, Iyatam mitzvah v'lach yoysa. So says the Torah, Givaldik. You want to know why the G'dayler Rishonim said that a Meshumid mutal avoysa b'ribis? It's because what's the Yisayt of ribis? Let's be Dairish the time of the crow. It says, V'chei yochicha imach. So someone that you're mitzvah v'lach yoysa, A person like that, you're muzer not to lend the meribis. But being that a meshumid, so it's for that reason that loch is going to be that you let it be malvin meribis. And we spoke out that Reb Kivagin is like, and Shulchan Aruch brings common afgaminas between the time of the Ramban and the time of the Torah. But again, subtle but very different reasons why it is that a meshumid is mutter lahalva beribis. According to the Ramban, it's mutter because he's lav b'chlal ochicha. And the criteria for the isser ribis is you have to be my brother. It's not enough, you're a Jew. You have to be my brother. The Torah says that no, that the reason is not because he's la b'chla lochicha, but it's because the Torah says v'chei ochicha imach, and there's no chiyuv to be mechaya. There's no chiyuv to be mechaya a mumah. In other words, according to the Ramban, it's because he's not ochicha. According to the Torah, he is ochicha. It's because there's no chiyuv v'chei ochicha imach, which we said b'milam acherim means that there seems to be a machloikis over here. There seems to be a machloikis over here between the Ramban and the Torah, whether or not a mumer is bechlal ochicha or whether he's not bechlal ochicha. And as we mentioned, this really has ramifications and ripple effects in so many sugis hashas, because there's many times that the Torah presents a halacha and prefaces it with the word ochicha. And really what would seem to emerge is it a mumer included in those halachas or is he not included in those halachas? Now, just as a disclaimer, we know that there's an idea of a tinik shenishba, and a tinik shenishba is not necessarily a mumer. According to Ruba, the Ruba of Poiskin, he's not bechlal this sugya bechlal. So obviously, you know, when it comes to halacha lemaisi, you have to look at it through the prism of the sugya of tinik shenishba. But we're talking about someone that's vaday a mumer. And with regards to that, is he bechlal ochicha or is he not bechlal ochicha? It seems to be a machloikis rishonim talked away in Bava Metzia, Ayin Aleph, in the sugis of Perakezu Neshach regarding the halach and Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya, Simen Kuf Nun Tes Sif Beis. But we had a ha'ara. It was only last week. And that is that l'chur, at first glance, it would seem that this shayla of whether or not a mumr should be bechlal ochicha, shouldn't be bechlal ochicha, should be totally in a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda that's mentioned in a few places in Shas, most notably in Masechtas Kedushin Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. And that is, the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Yud Halacha Beis, says that why is it that two Jews are called brothers, right? The Torah always refers to two Yidden as having a brother relationship. So the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael Va'anilva Aleihem Ka'achim Heim. This is literally L'shoyne Azov Shel Rambam. He says, all Yidden are considered brothers. Why? Shenem Arbonim Atam L'Hashem Aleikechem. Because all Yidden are considered Bonim L'Hashem Aleikechem. What does Rambam mean to say? What makes two people brothers? The fact that they share a common parent. You have the same father, you have the same mother. So by definition, you're a brother. Being that all Yidden are banim l'Hashem aleikechem, that means we have the same father. We all scream, Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu. So if we all have the same father, so by definition, it means that we're brothers. So says the Rambam, Kol Yisrael v'anil v'aleim ka'achemem sh'nem v'banim atal l'Hashem aleikechem. So we tainu that l'chayre v'muschurishin, this shayla should really be toluy in the machloikis Remain Rabbi Yehuda, whether a mummer is considered part of Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem or not. We know that the Gemara says, Bonim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem is Mashem Atam Noyegem Minig, Bonim Atam Kruyim, Bonim Ein Atam Noyegem Minig, Bonim Ein Atam Kruyim, Bonim Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rameyer holds, Benkach Benkach Kruyim Bonim, Shenem, and he brings four psukim to back up his point. But Al Kapanim, so the horror was that L'chura, whether or not we treat a mummer like a brother, based on the time of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, should be totally in the Machlokes Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Whether a mummer is considered Banim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem, if a mummer is included in Banim Atam L'Hashem Alekeichem, because Benkachu Benkach Kruim Banim, like Ramei says, okay, then he should be considered a brother. And if not, not. The kasha that we had was, is that we know the Tshuvas HaRashba, where the Rashba says that we paskin like Ramei, that Benkachu Benkach Kruim Banim, and if we pass like Ramei, Benkachu Benkach Kruim Banim, then it's poshit then, based on the time of the Rambam Al Kaponim, that what? That a mummer should be considered a brother. And if that's the case, we had a little bit of a hard on the Ramban. The Ramban, and we shouldn't work with this. Poiskim, I should say, work with this. The Ramban shita is that a mummer is lav bechlal ochicha. L'chura, if a mummer is lav bechlal ochicha, then how do you reconcile it with the time of the Rambam that the reason two Yidden are considered brothers is because banim atam l'Hashem aleikechem, in light of the fact that we pass like Rav Meir, that even a mummer benkach u benkach kruyim banim. So you have to say, and we said it really, really quickly. And maybe the Ramban had a different reason why it is that Yidden are considered brothers. That has nothing to do with bottom out of Hashem Alekeichem. It's a geshmak of pshat. The Rambam says a mefurish, but could be at a different reason. It has nothing to do with bonim atam Hashem lekeichem, and as a result, it has nothing to do with benkach ubenkach kruim bonim. But I just want to share a marumokim nifla that Echad b'bnei Achabura Baruch Pamper shared with me, and that is the chida in his Midbar Kedemos. This is in Mareches Beis. It's Ois Beis, so it's on the word bonim. It's in Mareches Beis. Says the chida as follows: bonim plukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Rameir. Perikama de Kedushin. Till Rabbi Yehuda im oisin ritzoine shal makim nikru banim, ule rameir bechol gabne mikru banim. Varajbe betuva chelik alav simon kuft sadik dalav the simon resh beis kasa, the alfa gaf the kain malon. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, loch, Rabbi Yehuda, even though throughout Shasma, there's a machlis rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, hocha kain malon karameir, here we pass like rameir, de kroi daiki alive, because the psukim are more meduyik like him, Rameir brought four mekayrus to this Indian of benkachu benkach kruim banim. So says the chida, achas man roisi. After some time, I found laharamban the perush al atayir parshas hazinu that the Ramban in his perush al atayir parshas hazinu al aposik bonov mumon denokit ki Rabbi Yehuda that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ayin sham, take a look over there for doik, and you're going to see that the shitas Haramban is that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bizman She Oysen, when the Noyak Minik Banim, it's only then that they're called Banim. So what's this Ramban that the Chidah found, where he said, he holds that in the Ramban it's Mavur, that he held like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's on the Pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Hazinu. All the Pasuk in the Parshas Hazinu are very hard. But the Pasuk says, Shiches Loi, Loi Banav Mumam, Dor Ikesh Ufesaltal. So I ain't Rashi what it means. But the Ramban has his own pshat. The Ramban says like this, says the Ramban, Hamum yikore hashchasa. A mum is referred to sometime as hashchasa. Kumay shenemar ki mashchasam b'hem mumbam. V'chein it says v'zoyveach mashchas l'Hashem. Okay, yoimar. What's the pasuk saying? Shiches loy loy banav mumam. Do ikesh ufzaltol ki mumam shel Yisrael. Shiches latzur amoy v'nachalasai. That because of the mum of the Yidden, it created a hashchasa in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Amoy. How so? Ukra'om loy banav. Ad kidei kach, that it forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to refer to the Yidden as loy banav. Kashe yikarein banav be'ez ratzen. In contrast to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu usually refers to his children, be'ez ratzen, which is banav. So says the Ramban, it's a hard taich in the pasuk. Shiches loy, loy banav mumon. That because of the mumim of the Yidden, it was shiches loy. It created hashchasa ki'ilu, klape kutcha berichu, not kutcha berichu, but klape his relationship to Klal Yisrael. Where was it manifest at? That loy banav. Now all of a sudden Hashem says, you're not my sons. I'm not your sons. What happened to banam atam l'Hashem alekeichem? Zok de Ramban, be'ez rotzen, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said banam atam l'Hashem alekeichem. But in this matziv, he was karam loy banav. So says the Chida, I saw the Rashi and the Tshuva Paskins like Rameyer, that benkachu benkach kruyim banam. Av omnam achas man ro'isi l'Ramban b'pirush alatayr, pashas asinu al pas banav mumam denoki k'Rab Yehuda. Ayin shom bedoik, that Ramban sheet is like Rab Yehuda. It's lefizet haflu v'fela mamish. What's the kasha? The kasha is the Ramban sheet. It's the sheet of Ramban above the mitzvah of Ayin Aleph. He says that you want to know why it's mutal havas pribis to a meshumet to a mumer, because take a look at the pasuk. It says achicha, 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 and being that it's all totally, it's the Ramban sheet. Oh no, the Torah says not the var. It's the mitzvah of achiyosi. I'm brishoyim. The Ramban is the mechudish legemahalach. He's the one that says that it's labechal achicha. Now this Ramban is quoted, but he says it's labechal achicha. So always the kasha l'chura. If you're going to tell me that the reason Yidden are called brothers is based on the fact that we share a common father, who's the common father? Kutcha berichu. Like the Ram says, and we pass like Rav Meir. The Rav Meir shnita is benkachu benkachu kriyim banim. And even though usually passing like Rav Yehuda, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, loch Rav Yehuda, erivin daf mevav. But over here it's daiki kroy kavosei. Like the Rashi says, twice in a tshuva. Says if that's the case, how could the Ramban say that a mum is not bechal lochicha? The Teres said, Rav Baruch Pamper is. It's the Ramban l'shitase. It's mamish hafaldik. The Ramban l'shitase that the Chidah found in his Midbar Kedemos, who lefurish said like Rav Yehuda. It's scary, but he said that loch. halachas like Rabbi Yehuda that you have to be noyak benik bottom in order to be considered bottom. The Ramban l'shitas like taco. He's masking. The reason Yidden are considered brothers is because bottom atam l'Hashem alekeichem. But it's daika for that reason that you're not bechal ochicha. Because like we said, what's the shaylo tolid? It's telling the machlekes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. Snavada the rishonim that passing like Rameir is guns good. Oh, but the Ramban passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and because the Ramban paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Lishitasa, he holds that a mummer is labachal ochicha, mamish meduyek. But just to be messiah, right, it ends, we walk away from this raid bite with a little bit of a funny feeling, meaning everyone gets a lot of chizik and shitas rameir, benkachu, benkach krim, bonim, rameir balanes, etc., etc. Now it's not so posh, it's the shitas harajba. But the Rabban's Chaylik, maybe this is really a Machlekes Rishayna. Maybe it's not so posh. Now, maybe you have to visit all these shitas here in Hilchas Ribbis, and maybe it's all playing itself out in this Machlekes Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds a little bit like a stretch, but Al Koponim, there's a shitas Ramban over here. Oh, but the emes is, I don't think anybody has to worry. And the reason is, because at the end of the day, there's Aloch in Shulchan Aruch, this is in Hilchas Avelis. So you don't usually get chizik from Hilchas Avelis, but this is in Hilchas Avelis. It's in Yeridea Simen Shin Ayin Beis Esif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch over there is discussing the halacha that everybody knows that Kivrei Akum are not metam. Right, it's only not metam b'ayil, but Kivrei Akum are not metam because it says Adam Kiyamas b'ayil Atem Kriyim Adam the Ein Oivdei Kechavim Kriyim Adam a Gemara Bava Metzia Dav Kuf Yud Dalet says the Ramah. Even though there are people that are meikel when it comes to Kivrei Goyim, Nachin Lahachin. The right thing to do is to be machmer. Av a kever shel mummer. But as it relates to a kever of a mummer, metama kishel Yisrael. Everybody holds that a kever of a mummer is metama kishel Yisrael. Says the Goyen. What's the makar to this? K'moyish akasa perik vavad esanhejim em dalud amad alef. Av al pisha chata v'chulu. Ube perik dalud yivamas mem zayin amid beis. Ube soy perik hamad de kudushin lirameir benkach u benkach kruyim bonim. Ayin shayl sechufas arad b'chelak alef simen kuf tzadik dalud v'simen reish mem beis. In other words, the Ramah that says that the kever of a mummer is mitama, like a Yisrael, not like the Makilin, when it comes to Kivrei Yaakov, is based on that Tshuvas HaRashba. If you look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, that's what HaRashba was asked about. The question that was asked to the HaRashba was, is the Kever of a Mummer, is it Metamah or not Metamah? And in that Tshuva, the HaRashba Paskin, that being that we pass on like Rameir, Ben Kachu, Ben Kachu, and Bonim, you're a Yisrael, you're not just a Yisrael, you're a Ben, and if that's the case, your Kever is going to be Metamah. So it's true, it's a Machloikis Rishonim, Zok Techidah, between the HaRashba and the Ramban. Whether we paskin like Rameir or whether we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Ramah was Machriya. And the Ramah brings this Tshuvas HaRashba LaHalacha. Avo keber shal mummer mitamah kishal Yisrael. Here, makilim, not makilim. That's all a shayla when it comes to Kivrei Yaakov. But here's not the Ramah, the Halacha is like the Rashba. And just to add one neufich to this, and that is, we've mentioned this many times in the past, but not recently, and that is that Rabbi Lozov Fleckless, in his Tshuva Me'ahava, he brings from his Greiser Rebbe, the Noida Yehuda. Now this that he brings was said in the context of, it was said in the context of the halachos of Sirchis, machloikis between the Beis Yosef and the Ramah as it relates to the definition of glat, right? So there's glat, and then there's glat Beis Yosef. And everybody knows glat Beis Yosef is a little more expensive. It's better, right? It's a much higher caliber of glat than is the glat of the Ramah. So listen to what the Rabbi Lozov Fleckless says. Shamati mimeri v'rabbi agoin rabbin shol Yisrael nishmose began eden elyon. Next week is the night of Yehuda's yard side. Yud Zayin here. He says, hine b'roiv ha-shulchan aruch tasa mechaber lahotel. He said, again, who's he quoting? The Noi Deb Yehuda. He said, "Roiv of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber is Mekel, the Ramah and Amachmirim, and the Ramah is Machmir." Ule inyan miach umishmosh besircha. But when it comes to sirchas, when it comes to the definition of glat, muchlefes hashita. It's just the opposite. The Beis Yosef was much more machmir. So the Noi Deb Yehuda said like this: Ule vay shechachmi Yisrael hiskim ule hepech. Says, "I wish the chachmi Yisrael would have been maskin. Listen to this: to always paskin like the Beis Yosef." With all the coolers of the Beis Yosef, I'd be to take on the chumra of glat. He says, I don't like the Ramos kula of glat. Ki rabu amichsholim bavoy neisenu harabim mikula zur b'miyuch umishmash. Mashe einon b'chol hakula yishezach ramachabim. He says, if you would take this one cooler from the Ramah of miyuch and mishmash as it relates to glat, and you put it on one side, and you would take all the coolest of the Beis Yosef and you put it on the other side, this would be machriya, like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. He would not be machriya. This one coolest machriya everything. Amnon, but says the Noi Debido, kach kibalnu aleinu v'alzareinu v'ad oila. He says, I want to tell you what we will mekabel for ourselves, for our children, mamish until Mashiach is going to come. B'medinas Ashkenaz u'poivim, hanim shochin achar ramah, that Moshe emes, v'tayrosay emes, umino loy tozua. We were mekabel that if the Ramah says it, this is the halach. It could be a machloikis between the Ramban and the Rajba. It could be a big machloikis rishonim. Abba says, the noida b'Yehuda, kach kibalnu aleinu v'alzareinu v'ad oivim, b'medinas Ashkenaz u'poivim. Moshe Emes, the Tayrosa Emes, whom we know Loisazu. So it could be from this raid bite it comes out that there is a Shitas Ramban that holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't say Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kruyim Banim. Of a Moshe Emes, the Tayrosa Emes, whom we know Loitazu, the Ramah in Hilchas Avelis and Simon Shin Ayim Beis, Paskins, the Chuvas Arashba. And if that's the case, Halochel Meisa, it's like Rameir, that Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kruyim Banim.